It's Mark Reardon for C-Speak, the language of executives, sponsored by PNC Bank. Today, Michael Scully, regional president of PNC Bank, and I are in the studio with Rhonda Hamdabrighi, director of St. Louis Lambert International Airport. Rhonda, how are you?
Doing well, thank you.
You know, we're going to get through a list of questions here on the airport and your job, but I'm guessing I'll just take a wild stab at something. How long have you been there now?
8.5 years.
8.5 years, and I'm guessing that your favorite part of the job is when talk show hosts pick on you, right?
Yes, that's absolutely on my list.
It does happen in those public positions, right?
Right.
So 8 years, and you and I have talked over the years about different things at the airport. That's a pretty good tenure at the airport. How has that job changed since you took over?
You know, I think the first year and a half was interesting because the job was really about reconnecting to the community. There was such angst and I think some bitterness about the airport, the changing of the hub. And so that first year and a half was really trying to reconnect with the community, helping them to understand the industry and where we can go, and building back a relationship and a trust. Once we got past that, which took a little longer than I expected, then we started really thinking about the growth, and the growth both in a physical attribute. How can we enhance the physical attribute of the airport? How can we enhance the customer experience from a dining, from a shopping, from a amenity standpoint? And then most importantly, you know, how do we grow back that traffic and start working on those plans?
So, Rhonda, there are hundreds of airports across the country. I'm curious, how are airports rated and where would Lambert stack up?
I mean, there's a lot of different metrics people look at, but from an industry standpoint, there's really three that we talk about. Our cost per in-plane passenger, which is CPE, the number of available seat miles offered out of your airport, literally meaning how many seats are on the market every day for sale, and then number three, your passenger enplanements. And so if you take a look at the cost per in-plane passenger, you know, they range anywhere from $5 to $25, depending on the airports. As a medium hub airport, you really want to be in that range of the $10 mark, which is kind of the mean. This year, we're actually below that. We came in at about $9.90. And so I think we've become very competitive on that. And on the good front, you know, as we see into the near future, the next 2 to 3 years, we see ours going down because our debt's going down, our revenues are going up. So that CPE is going down, where other airports you see it on a rise. So I think we're in really good shape from that perspective. If we talk about available seat miles, and I don't think people realize this year we're going to have just shy of 20 million seat miles leaving St. Louis throughout the year. That's a lot of miles. And so the industry has ranked us actually. We were the largest medium hub airport. A couple of years ago, Dallas Love Field surpassed us when Wright Amendment was lifted and Southwest could actually grow at Love Field. But from a standpoint of the industry, we actually are doing very, very well on that front, too. And we saw a 27% growth in the last 3 years on our available seat miles, something that's been touted across the industry. And then we talk about enplanements, and I think a lot of people don't realize this either. But, you know, last year our enplanements were just shy, or our total passengers was just shy of 15 million. This year we'll exceed that, probably hit close to 15.5. And if you compared us to medium-sized cities across the country, we're larger than Austin. We're larger than, you know, Indianapolis, Nashville, Cincinnati, Louisville, Kansas City, San Antonio, Hartford. I mean, I could go on and on. We have more passengers and seats than any of those market. I think it's just getting the recognition out there of really how we do stack up.
So, Rhonda, the airport has many local and national governmental partners. How do you make money?
Well, you know, it's interesting. And airport financing is probably the most complicated that's out there. But there's really three ways. You have a user fee. A user fee is what the airlines pay to land their aircraft, their terminal rental rates. A passenger on every ticket, whether a passenger realizes it or not, you pay a passenger facility charge. That's $4.50. That comes back to the airport for infrastructure. So you have that user fee based. The second is federal funding. Now, the federal funding is a 25% match. So they fund 75% of various grants that we apply for, and we match it with 25%. Most of that is for the airfield. So it's for your runways, your taxiways, some of your firefighting equipment, some of your large snow equipment. So it's limited to what is funded there, but it's a big piece of how we get money. And then it's the non-aeronautical revenue, which is important for an airport to understand the trends in that. And that's your parking. We own 2 lots and 5 garages at the airport. We directly own, so all that revenue comes to us. And so when you look at concessions, when you look at your food and beverage or your retail, that's all the non-aeronautical. So an airport makes their money up in those ways. But it's not so much about how do you make money. It's really about what are the costs and how much revenue are you generating, because that's going to determine what that cost per in-plane passenger is to the airlines. And that's really what they look at. At the end of the day, you know, we're not here to make money and to build up millions and millions of dollars. You're really here to be competitive and to make sure that your cost and your revenues are producing something that the airlines and the tenants are satisfied with.
Rhonda, we all know that a vibrant airport is important for every city. How would you measure the economic impact of Lambert, say, on the St. Louis region?
Yeah. Well, you know, we did a study in 2013 because I thought it was important to have an updated study of what was the number that we were producing. And it's actually $5.6 billion. 3.6 of that is direct. That's what the airport is producing just by our activity. And then there's another $2 billion that's in value added. So what other businesses have cropped up around the airport, whether it's transportation, logistics, warehousing, things that can feed into the airport infrastructure. So when you look at $5.6 billion, I mean, that's a huge economic impact to the region. And again, that was done 3 years ago. The last 2 years have been incredibly strong for the airport, and I would say that that number has grown probably close to a half, if not $1 billion, in the last 2 years. And so I think we'll undertake that study again next year as we see this. But we're an important part of this region's GDP and of this region's economic development.
How does Lambert partner with other regional agencies to attract national and international business here to St. Louis?
Well, one of the best partnerships that we have is with the St. Louis Economic Development Partnership. And, you know, I think a few years ago, as we saw some markets like Austin or Nashville last year, or even Indianapolis, that were announced with some international service into Europe, one of the things that we were not competitive with was the offering at the table. From an airport perspective, we have an incentive plan. And it's very competitive to almost whatever airport is, and they're all approved by the FAA. But we saw a lot of other regions where the state and or the region was stepping up with additional revenue guarantees or assistance dollars. And we hadn't had that. In this past year, the Economic Development Partnership said, it's important for us to get international service. It's what our constituents want. It's what we hear from. So how can we help you, airport, to partner and work on that? And so they came to the table. I think that has made us more competitive. We obviously drew WOW earlier this year. That was a small piece that they put to the table, but it was enough to push us over the top. And as we look for more international service, I think that's going to be a critical piece.
There is a lot of excitement about the WOW flights direct to Iceland. Tell us about that process that made it happen.
Well, you know, that was exciting for us because, you know, we've been working with all carriers trying to get the international service. And what we found these last few years is really the U.S. carriers aren't interested in going to their non-hubs. They're really focused on driving passengers to those hubs for their international markets. So the interest became, let's work more with the European carriers. And that was the low-cost European carriers, new entrants, and then the long legacy carriers. And, you know, every year we go over, we meet with them throughout the month, throughout the quarter. We talk to all the carriers trying to make our pitch for St. Louis. But it's interesting because WOW is a carrier who has grown dramatically. They're only a seven-year-old carrier. They've grown dramatic in the past couple of years. And where they're looking for is really a foothold in U.S. markets to get people not only into Iceland, but throughout Europe. So they came to us, they talked to us, they visited our city, they loved it. We showed them all around, showed them, you know, the opportunity for people to visit and understand what St. Louis is about, but really also the market here that would love to come to Iceland as well as connect into Europe. So we worked with them. We showed them what we had to offer. Again, the partnership came to the table with some marketing dollars, about $400,000 marketing dollars. So while they're getting up to speed in those first couple of years, there's some support there to help them. But we couldn't be more pleased, and the customers, the feedback has been great, and they're doing extremely well.
So we talk a lot about St. Louis being a distribution hub. Let's talk cargo airlines and growth potential for St. Louis.
Well, cargo has been one of those things that I have talked about since I started this job 8.5 years ago. One, we are in the center of the United States. So what better way to move cargo than through the center of the United States? And it doesn't matter whether you're looking at air or rail or water or highway, we have the best of all worlds when it comes to that. So we have focused very heavily on trying to create more opportunities out of St. Louis, Lambert, to connect with the region and their efforts on the logistics side. I think those efforts were tough for a while, but now I think the region's more coordinated and sees the value of logistics. We clearly have FedEx, UPS, DHL every day, but we really want to get more into this scheduled service. And where the growth is coming, if you take a look on the domestic side, it's coming from where Amazon will be here in the next few years. But on the international side, we're seeing international air cargo also be very important. And you're seeing more and more product because of the either the urgency of it or the need to be refrigerated or the need to have a short lifespan. Pharmaceuticals, you're seeing those things come by air. And so we have positioned ourselves, I think, as a great opportunity for that piece of the segment to grow. We've also been certified as a USDA port of embarkation, which means that we can ship live animals. There's only a handful of airports in the country that do that. Most of them today go from Chicago. So we're certified now. We've got that opportunity. We're out marketing that. And I think in the next few years, you're going to continue to see the impact of cargo, not only to our airport, to our region, grow substantially.
Rhonda, how are you partnering with area business leaders to grow and expand their business? And perhaps you can give us an example of how a partnership is working.
Well, I think the best example, about 4 years ago, I reached out to the Regional Business Council and to Civic Progress. And we felt that we had made a lot of strides, but those strides weren't being recognized in the community. So the one thing we wanted was a short-term strategic plan. We have a long-term master plan because that's a requirement of the FAA that you do every 10 years. But really, what does the next 5 years look like? So we reached out, and both at the time, Civic Progress and the RBC agreed to partner with us. They put together a community panel of their members, which was about 20 people, and we used an outside consultant that was funded by them. And we really sat down for the better part of 9 months, pulling together a five-year strategic plan. And what we all agreed upon, and what was important, I think, was not only that the airport had a footprint and our employees could see every day what we needed to focus on, but it was making sure that we were focusing on the things that the region felt were important. And so we broke that strategic plan into four basic categories, which is financial stability, which we've done an incredible job with the financial stability of the airport, and then the growing the passenger service, the customer experience, and economic development. But once we shared that plan with the RBC members and with the Civic Progress members and then do an annual update to them, I think what it has done is it's drawn other businesses in to help understand what they need to do to be supportive of our airport. So when people decide to, you know, one of the prime examples is businesses, if, you know, if going gets tough or the economic downturn, people want to pull travel out of their budget. Well, that heavily impacts the airport. And if it impacts the airport, then it impacts us as a region. So having an understanding, you know, how we all interact with each other has been important. And that strategic plan and that partnership with the Regional Business Council and Civic Progress has been instrumental, I think, in bringing the community together and bringing the leaders together to be supportive of the airport and make sure that we're all in the same direction.
Rhonda, Mike, thanks for joining us today for another C-Speak interview. C-Speak, sponsored by PNC Bank.